Welcome back to What She Said with Christine Bentley and Sharon Caddy.
Hello there, everybody. Rainy morning in Toronto, but we have a great guest who just flew in from New York City last night to join us. She is actually, though, Canadian.
Yes.
And her name is Pat Michu. And her book is Stop Compromising and Make All the Money You Want, a do-it-yourself guide to starting up and starting over. Welcome, Pat.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here on this great day in Toronto.
Oh, she's saying that, but she was just cursing about the weather because it's not only raining, but it's windy and it's cool.
It is. Truly Canadian.
So you are basically, how would you describe yourself?
Myself?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I am a fiercely independent, courageous, professional entrepreneur.
Who basically you are a business coach.
I am a business coach. I work with entrepreneurs and I teach them how to make a lot of money so they can live the life that they have wanted.
One of the things I love about your story and you is that this is not something you embarked on at 21 years old.
No.
Could you give us some background on you and how you came to be the you we see now?
I'm happy to do that because I've become the poster child for baby boomers. And so my story is such that I've had a good life. I've had a very good life. I married a little late. I had a great career. I have a background in human resources, training and development, sales and marketing. Everything was going hunky-dory. And then, you know, this point in life comes. And for many people, it's spread out. For me, it hit at once. And so after 22 years of marriage, where I became the queen of compromise, because I compromised when I put my ex-husband's dreams ahead of mine. I compromised when I put my stepchildren's wishes ahead of mine every weekend. That transferred over into business. I compromised by attracting less than ideal clients, charging less than what I was worth, and all of those pieces. So, you know, it hit a point where my soul was dying. And also at that point in time, my father-in-law was diagnosed with terminal cancer. My mother-in-law had Alzheimer's disease. My best friend was dying of breast cancer. Oh. All those major hits, and it was all at once. And when
isn't it funny, though, Pat, how that happens?
It does.
In
it
life.
Comes in bunches.
I have noticed that with other people, that one thing happens, and it doesn't. You sort of sometimes look to the heavens and say,
hello?
I get it that I've been blessed, and I get it that it's my turn, but seriously, do we have to do five altogether?
Exactly. However, I was actually, you know, in hindsight, I was very grateful for that, because what it did was it was a wake-up call for me. I had lunch with my best friend. I remember clearly one day, and she looked at me and she said, she took her wig off. She had a lot of chemo, lost her hair. She took her wig off. She looked at me and she said, I'm the one who's dying, so when are you going to start living?
Wow.
Oh.
That's powerful.
If that doesn't do it. So my soul was dying in the marriage, and I made a decision after 22 years that there were people who needed me, and so I walked out the door.
Wow.
And so this was mid-50s. I was not 20, 30, 40.
And you were living out west at that point.
I was in Edmonton at the time. Mm-hmm. That's right.
So, and you got... packed your bags.
I decided, I walked out the door, I helped the people who needed me, who I loved, who I wanted to support. I took a job to get through the rain. Mm-hmm. And then when the dust settled, respectfully, I looked in the mirror and I thought, all right, this is my time. What do I want? Where do I want to go? What do I want to do? And my brother, my best friend, lives in Stratford. I'd come every year, every summer to the theater. Mm-hmm. So I moved to London, Ontario with virtually my life in a trash bag, if you will. That's about all I had. I came east. I started over. I relaunched my coaching and speaking business. And in less than 5 years, I've taken it from zero to $500,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
big
inspirational.
Wow.
That's unbelievable.
It's totally believable and totally possible. And that actually is my message. It is totally possible for anybody out there. Yeah. Anybody in here.
So is it that there's just something special about you? Because women hear this story, and women do kind of put themselves on the back burner.
Yes.
Our generation of
women. We do.
Maybe
yes.
Not young women, because we're trying to instill in our daughters and the young women that we mentor, Sharon and I.
Absolutely.
We try to instill that, you know, no, you're just as... Mm. But our generation is a little bit different. Is there something special about you? Are you smarter? Do you get it faster? Or is it just...
I got it at 55, so that wasn't too fast, actually.
Or is it just a question of deciding one day,
well,
I'm doing this?
We need to recognize that people live longer these days, and 50-ish is not, I'm halfway, honey.
But that's it. And that really was my wake-up call. The fact was, I recognized I was about halfway.
Yeah.
I thought, you know what? I have a lot of living to do. I have a lot to give. I have a lot to learn. There's places I want to go. And as I said, though, it was a bit of a blessing for me, because when I looked around, my beloved mother-in-law was gone. My mm-hmm. father-in-law was gone. The marriage had died. The dream had died. It was like, it's a new day.
And so you had nothing to lose.
My philosophy is, if it's to be, it's up to me. And so when I looked in the mirror and I told myself that, if it's to be, it's up to me, mm-hmm. What am I going to do? I took personal responsibility for my happiness, for my money, for my life. I believed in myself. I am a mindset expert. That's my background, my training. And so I came here with a belief. Now, there was one thing I needed to add. Mm-hmm. I did come here. I know my stuff. I'm an expert in the field. I didn't know how to market me. That's one piece a lot of women miss out on. I didn't know how to market me. And so I hired a millionaire coach from New York City. Told her, all I have is a little bit of money on this one little credit card, mm-hmm. and just tell me what to do. I'll do everything you tell me. And I did. And that's how and when I fast-tracked my business.
Interesting.
Yeah.
This is what she said on SiriusXM Channel 167 Canada Talks. Sharon Caddy, Christine Bentley, and our guest Pat Michoud. When you adopted that mindset, that positive, you know, I'm going to make it happen because I am me, did you find that more people were drawn to you? Because positivity seems to draw.
That's absolutely right. And actually, I was working with corporations, and my specialty was leadership, development, performance coaching. And I found women entrepreneurs attracted to me because, as you said, this generation sits back and goes, is it too late? Can I? And my message is, it's never too late. And so women entrepreneurs were attracted to work with me. And so that's essentially how my community became 80% women entrepreneurs.
So you made that decision, but you invested in a coach.
I did.
Does everybody need a coach, Pat? Or do some, because we run into people who somehow get it.
Yeah.
And they end up coaching other people, but they see it all sort of aligned.
Well, I believe every entrepreneur needs a coach. And you can talk to the likes of Bill Gates, Richard Branson, Oprah. They all have coaches. They all have mentors. And so anyone who's doing great
Oprah
things,
has a mentor? Who would that be?
I know.
Well, the beloved past mentor, right? Maya Angelou?
Yeah. Oh, yes. That's true. Yeah.
Yeah. Really strong mentor. So when you look around at the people who are making a big difference in the world, they have mentors and coaches. I believe every entrepreneur needs to have a coach. So you don't make expensive mistakes. There's no need to reinvent the wheel. And, you know, you can fast track. Why not?
Fast track. Yeah.
Why not? I was 57. It was
Why waste time?
Yeah. Yeah. Time's precious and time is money.
Yes.
So you made that decision. Mm-hmm. And I guess maybe you're right in that when everything falls apart, if there had been three walls left up and only one wall fell down, you might have just hung on to, I'll erect the fourth wall.
Yeah.
But what happened was everything fell down and you had to start from scratch.
But even in those last 10 years of my marriage, the three walls were standing and I was still compromising. So it really took that, you know, Oprah talks about the whisper and then the tap and I got the smack. So
let me ask you, Pat, because we're gonna talk to you at greater length about what the steps are for women and the things that stand in their way. Maybe men too. I don't know. The things that stop you from charging what you're worth and all those things. But before we get there, did you go through any kind of depression? Did you emotionally? How did you, on a cerebral level, you made that decision, but emotionally, how were you?
Devastated, overwhelmed, intimidated, sad, very sad at the loss of the dream.
Did you need help for that?
Yeah, I did. I went to my doctor and she said to me, I know you're a strong woman, la la la, and you can do everything yourself. I'm going to put you on a mild antidepressant. First of all, so you can sleep. You need to have sleep and energy when you go through things like this.
Did you do any therapy a little bit?
I had gone through marriage counseling and therapy, and that was when I made the decision that it takes two.
Yeah. I'm not being nosy. I'm just asking. I'm only asking you because there are so many of our listeners that may have gone through this that are wondering, wow, well, she's strong. And and to show that you're just like everybody else, you went through that, needed some help on that level, and then moved on.
Most people, they say, the strongest people are the ones that are not afraid to ask for help.
That's exactly right. And there were some key factors that supported me. So one is my faith. I have very strong faith. So I leaned on my faith, my friends, my girlfriends. And what I say to women, keep your girlfriends close through your marriage, through your career, through your business. Keep your girlfriends close. Ben and Jerry, when I moved here.
Oh, yeah.
Ben and Jerry are my best friends.
Really? Ben and Jerry, coffee,
so I'm
wine,
telling you, Starbucks,
chocolate.
Yes. Chocolate. So there's different angles and aspects of help, right?
Pat Mishu, you are a delight. We hope you'll stay with us over the break.
Happy to.
Because we have so much more to ask.
We have to get into this.
Ask
there's so
me
many
anything.
Women out there wondering, stop compromising and make all the money you want. I'm in.
Yep, me too.
This is What She Said on Canada Talks, Channel 167 on Sirius XM, and we will be right back. And we are sitting in studio, Sharon, Caddy, and Pat Mishu, and me, Christine Bentley, and we are going to talk about stop compromising and make all the money you want. I mean, I love that. So this is your book.
Yes.
And it's a lovely little book here because it's not that big. It's not, you know, for a young entrepreneur or for any businesswoman looking at it, they wouldn't look at it and say, yeah, well, okay, that'll be 3 weekends of my life. Mm-hmm. This is easy. And it's also a book, Pat, where you've got, it's almost like a workbook.
It is indeed. Actually, I took a survey.
Did you?
I did. I always check in with my girlfriends. And I say, all right, the next book's coming out. The first book was called Who Am I Now?
Oh.
And that's what I wrote after I moved here. So Who Am I Now? And it is a start over guide for people who are going through loss of a friend, loss of a job, empty nest.
Oh, why didn't I buy that book?
Because you were going through it all.
Go online. It's right there. But this book, so I talk to my girlfriends all the time, and I know time is precious, and I'll say to them, what kind of book do you want? They say, well, I read in bed, so it needs to be light, right? I don't want this big 500-pound book to hold. And there needs to be a place to write.
Yep.
The print needs to be bigger so I can read it. And I need a place for notes. So I listen to my girlfriends.
Put it all in.
And I did it their way.
Awesome.
I did it their way. Yeah.
Well, I think being able to write notes also reinforces messaging in a book.
It does, because what I know, again, as a mindset expert, is that when you write, you're imprinting in
That's
the brain.
Right.
And when you imprint in the brain, then it really sinks into your subconscious. And as human beings, we move towards what we think about. So when you're writing, it affects your thinking and therefore your actions.
So let's start at the beginning.
Sure.
We all want to stop compromising, right, Sharon?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And we all want to make all the money that we want, right, Sharon?
Well, yeah, like duh.
Like duh. And I think I'm hearing a resounding yay from all our listeners across the country. So why don't you start and give us a step-by-step? I mean, just, you know, the basics.
Yeah.
And I only live by the basics. I work in terms of threes because everybody can handle threes. Mm-hmm. Everybody can do three things. Everybody can set three goals. Everyone can celebrate three things, right? And you can think in terms of 3 months. So I always keep things simple and keep them basic. That's what worked for me. And so the first thing, though, and what I've learned in my past life in human resources, I used to facilitate workshops to baby boomers, and we'd be talking about what's your dream, what's your next step, particularly as you head into retirement or a new job or a promotion. Mm-hmm. What do you want? And I have learned that most people have their dream in a drawer.
Really?
They don't even, and particularly women. Because we deal with everybody else's wants and desires. And so we have forgotten and or have not even thought about a dream.
Is there also a fear of the dream because we may not realize it if we share it with other people?
Particularly when we share it with other people and particularly when there's people around us who say, be happy with what you have.
Yes. Yeah.
And that's what I heard for years. That's why I stayed in the marriage and I played small. Be happy with what you have. Be happy with who you are. I knew there was more in me. And I know that many of your listeners, too, are thinking, there's more in me. There's more out there and I want it. So identify what you want. That's the number one step. Specifically, be clear, be concise. The second step is write it down. I know a lot of people do vision boards, but they don't follow through to reality. They'll do the vision board and they'll sit and meditate on it or look at it or even tuck that away. But you need to take that information on the vision board and transfer it over into a list of goals, three, and then move those goals onto your calendar into action steps, three, and then you'll get it done and you'll move forward. So it's about progress, not perfection.
So let me ask you this. Is there, I mean, you know, I'd like to be making $10 million a year. Well, that's not going to happen.
Well, it's not practical if you're not even anywhere near there either.
Okay, so where... Yeah. Is there not some, how do you coach people about having a real, I mean, a dream is one thing, and we don't want to minimize the dream, but something sort of realistic.
Well, realistic with a stretch, I call it.
Yes.
So
okay.
One of my very expensive coaching tools is a rubber band, an elastic band, and I use it for teaching people to think about current reality. So that's one end of the band. You stretch it to your vision. Now, if you overstretch the elastic band, it's going to break. It's the same with dream.
So how do
too big.
So Pat, how do you know?
Because, for instance, in the entrepreneurial world, if I'm coaching new entrepreneurs and they're new in the business, they haven't made anything. So a realistic goal for a new entrepreneur would be, say, to get to $2,000 a month. And then we'll do a step-by-step plan for that. My higher level clients who have been in business 8 to 10 years, they have passed the six-figure mark, maybe even multiple six figures. Then we work towards seven figures. So it's a step process.
Right.
And you also know in your heart and in your gut, and I encourage people to follow that. When you go, and it makes you feel really sick, that's not realistic. You want to be excited, not nauseous. Not, what's the word?
Nauseous.
Nauseated. Yeah, that's it.
This is what she said on Canada Talks 167 Sirius XM, and we are talking to really a master coach, Pat Michoud, and we're talking about her book, among many other things that she's published and come out with, Stop Compromising and Make All the Money You Want. So when people start, do you find that they are by and large realistic? Because you seem to feel that they don't charge enough. They don't value themselves enough.
Well, and particularly women, they get into this habit of giving things away. They're giving
really?
Away their products. They're giving away their services. And I have two coaching words for that. It's stop it. Because there is value and there is worth. And what they think is, I'm a new entrepreneur, so who's going to pay me? And what I'm saying in coaching is, you're new in the business, but you haven't just come in off the turnip truck, as Dr. Phil says. Mm-hmm. You've been around. You have expertise. You have transferable skills. Those should be paid for.
And do women do this more than young men?
Yes. Yes, they do. Because of that sense, that diminished sense of self-worth and that poor self-image. And that all comes from self-talk and the way you talk to yourself. I'm not worth it. I'm less than. I'm not as smart as. I'm not as good as.
Is that generational, Pat?
It can
be. Is it more in boomer women, men?
No.
Or is it even in millennials?
It's everywhere out there. And it all comes back to our core beliefs. And our beliefs are formed by the way we talk to ourselves and, here's the key piece, the way other people talk to us, and then we internalize it, we believe it, and then we go act like it. So you've got to change your self-talk, first of all, to turn it into positive, forward, upward, forward-thinking language, and I have exercises for that too in the book. And secondly, you are the average of the five people you spend time with. So everyone needs
That's
to make a list of those five people because somebody on that list has got to go.
Wow.
And you need to make that decision.
Really?
And, yes. And as entrepreneurs, you earn the average of the five people you spend time with. So who
spend
are you
time
hanging out
with professionally or,
yes.
or personally?
Professionally, in particular, and personally.
That's interesting. That's really interesting. Now, when we interview a lot of entrepreneurs, and the one word that we always seems to rise to the top is passion. They were always passionate, but is passion enough?
No. Passion will not bring you money.
No.
Passion will not bring you money. Entrepreneurs fail because they don't have a plan. So yes, bring the passion. Mm-hmm. Get a plan. Get a coach. Work the plan. That's it. Three steps.
Three steps. Work the plan.
Work the plan. Do the work. It's not easy. If being an entrepreneur was easy, everybody would be doing it.
But aren't women the fastest growing demographic in terms of entrepreneurship?
Yes.
That's what we're hearing from surveys, from...
They are the fastest growing to get into it. But within a year, they're declaring bankruptcy. Exactly. Yeah. Because they don't know how to make money. I do.
This is amazing. They don't know how to make money. Is this because they haven't gone to a coach or they haven't... Or they've undervalued themselves or what? Okay, tell us the top three mistakes.
Top three mistakes is thinking their passion is going to bring it to them. That you can hang up a shingle and people are going to show up and go, yeah, I want to work with you or buy your product. That doesn't happen. They don't know how to market themselves and they don't know how to price and promote their products and services. Those are the top three: the pricing, the promotion, and you've got to have a coach. I have two coaches who work with me, and that's why I can fast track. And we are going to cross seven figures this year.
Wow.
How important is marketing?
It's everything. It's everything. If people don't know who you are, what you do, what you have to offer, and not just marketing, but clarity in your messaging. Like, who am I? What makes me unique? You go to networking events and you hear, hi, I'm a realtor. Hi, I'm a realtor. I'm a realtor too. Who cares? Like, who cares? So you want to ask yourselves the question, so what, who cares, what difference does it make with what I bring to the market? So you need clarity of message, you need that marketing plan, you need the coach, and work the plan.
Sounds good.
Broken record.
And three steps.
Three steps.
I'm all over the three things
because I can think
you
in three.
Exactly. And you can accomplish three. And part of that three-step process needs to be the celebration. Women do not do that.
Oh, that we agree about 100%.
Yes. You've got to celebrate. Yes. You know, for me, it might be anywhere from a latte to the manicures to a day at the spa to... I now get to travel around the world in a private plane every fall for a month.
Oh, that's amazing.
This is the life I've created, and I am not special. I have a coach, I have a plan, I work the plan. And I surround myself with the right people like you too.
Isn't that sweet? So you celebrate every milestone?
I do. Not even a milestone. I celebrate every Friday.
Oh, I love that.
Oh, dear.
What? See, women put things off. You don't need them off. Celebrate Friday. Celebrate Tuesday. Celebrate a step of progress in your life and in your business.
Boy, that'll add years to your life, won't it?
So you seem to me, in closing here, like a woman who is never you're never going to retire.
No, I'm not going to retire. I will transition. I will do things differently. Mm-hmm. I will work less and make more. Because that's my plan.
So let me ask you one more question, which is how far ahead for your own life, not just your business, but your life? Do you only look 3 years, 3 months, three weeks?
I look way ahead because I'm planning my 100th birthday party
already. Yay. Oh, yay.
And I'm planning my
75th. Are we invited?
Absolutely.
Yay.
Because I think you're younger than me, so you'll be around. And my 75th birthday. So that's cool. I have that. I have something to dream and think about. However, I have a plan for the next 3 months, 6 months, 9 months in my business, which includes a live event coming up in Toronto.
Ooh, and where do we find out about that?
On the website,
hirepat
or patmishu.com.
PatMishu.com.
Stay tuned.
And by the way, that is spelled
M-U-S-S-I-E-U-X. And it's pronounced Mishu because when I leave, you're going to say, I am so going to miss you.
And I will say, if you missed the spelling or you didn't get the pen in time, go to all of our social media, whatshesaidradio.com, and our Facebook and our Twitter. We'll have Pat's information all over there for you.
Thank you so much for joining us today and giving all those future entrepreneurs and present entrepreneurs out there some great advice. When we come back, the latest home cook from MasterChef Canada eliminated. And this is with a twist, folks. Ooh. This is What She Said on Canada Talks 167, Sirius XM.